Let me ask you a quick question. Why is there more information available than ever before when it comes to health, wealth, finances, relationships, you name it? We can Google anything right from our phone, and there's more information than we could possibly consume in several lifetimes. But yet, why are there more people struggling in all of those areas and more? Obviously, just the knowledge, just having that knowledge or access to the knowledge is not the key. Well, today I want to share with you what a billionaire shared with me many years ago, and he called this his magic ingredient. And it's one of the most impactful things that I've ever learned in my entire life. And one of the reasons is because it doesn't just affect one area of your life, it affects every area of your life. And just to give you a little bit of how powerful this tip is and was for me, recently I spoke in a mastermind. And it was Dr. Fab Mancini's mastermind. He's a best-selling author. He's the number one healthy living media expert. And at his event, there were several speakers besides me. There was, one was Les Brown, number one motivational speaker in the entire world. There was Dr. Amen, which is the number one brain health expert in the world. There's Mark Victor Hansen and his wife, that, best-selling author, Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And there was me. And there was a room full of very sharp, some of the top entrepreneurs I've ever met, some of the top in the world. And they were executives and they were business owners. And part of my talk was teaching them what I'm going to teach you today, which is the magic ingredient. So at the end of the weekend, we're like, hey, look, share with us your aha moments. And I had multiple people walk up to me afterwards and say, look, I've been through a lot of trainings. I've heard a lot of speakers. I've heard a lot of great information. But that was one of the most powerful, simple but powerful things I've ever heard. And it was their aha moment. So that's why I love sharing this with other people, because I know the impact it made with me. And I can't wait to share that and much more with you today on this episode. Hey, this is Darren Kidd, and welcome to my Leadership Podcast. This podcast is for network marketers who are not only looking to grow just their business, but also their leadership. Maybe you're looking to break through to the next level, okay, and you like to have fun, but yet you want to create a high profit business, and you also want to make a positive impact in the lives of others. Well, if that sounds good to you, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the episodes that we have coming up for you, and I'm excited to have you a part of our community. Today's episode is brought to you by RankUpAndLead.com. It's a free resource that I created because I've noticed there are five common mistakes that I see that leaders make that sabotage their team's growth. And so if you want to learn those five mistakes and how to avoid them so you can grow your team much faster, make sure to check out that free resource. All right, before I teach you the magic ingredient, I want to talk to you about who this billionaire that I've been talking about, who he is and what is his story and why we should pay attention. So the late billionaire, Paul J. Meyer, at 19, his family, they were immigrants, and he had a speech impediment. And so at 19, he decided he wanted to go into the career of sales. And after being fired from almost 20 different jobs, there were people going, listen, you can't even speak properly. You probably should think about a different career path. But yet that was at 19. At 26, he was one of the highest paid insurance agents in the world. He broke records that still have not been broken to date. And he passed away over a decade ago at 80 some years old. And he was sharing a story how at 20 some years old, he was selling life insurance. He had a friend of his that was a pastor, but yet was sitting with him, watching him share this life insurance policy and what it would do for this guy's family and him. And at the end, this guy's life, even though he was very influential, he was a manager of a city in Florida, his life was a wreck, And so he sat down and he goes, look, let me show you how to set some goals. And I remember him telling us that he drew a wheel. Okay, he drew a wheel and he called it the wheel of life. And then he split it up into the different areas of our life, which health, finances, spiritual. And he went through the different areas and he showed him how to set goals in each of those areas. Because if we work all the time but sacrifice our health, that's a flat spot in our wheel and life is going to be unbalanced. Okay, or if we work all the time and we sacrifice and we lose our family, that's not good. So it's important to be very intentional with every aspect of your life. And when he finished and he walked away and they left, this friend of his that was with him, he goes, Paul, you're in the wrong business. You didn't look at him as how he was. You looked at him as how he could be with his God-given potential. You sold him a life insurance policy, but then you turned around and you changed his life. So that's when Paul went out and started SMI, Success Motivation Institute. And he went on to create 40 companies in 60 countries that did billions of dollars in revenue. But to me, that's not the most impressive thing. What I loved about Paul Meyer and what I still love about Paul Meyer was his heart. He paid for over 1,000 kids a year to go to college. He gave away when I was with him, because I was mentored for years by him, and a group of us would always go out to Salado, Texas, and you know, he would talk to us. He had given away $400 million back then, and he told us he had it set up where even when he passed away, it would continue to give. And if you, which I know you do, right? John Maxwell, the number one leadership expert in the entire world. I mean, he's written and sold millions of books. He's one of the most amazing people I've ever met. I was, you know, and let me share the story with you. If you have read or followed John Maxwell, now you'll pay attention to this and you'll catch it. There's in a few books or a few different times I've heard him talk, he'll say, hey, listen, the day that changed my life was when someone came up to me and they go, look, what's your personal, do you have a personal plan for growth? And John Maxwell goes, no, I don't have a personal plan for growth. And this guy presented a program, which was Paul J. Meyer's program from SMI, Success Motivation Institute. And John Maxwell got very excited about it, but he didn't have the money. So he talks about how he sacrificed eating meals and going on vacation. And he saved up for quite some time to be able to purchase one of Paul Meyer's programs. And by the way, just one of his goal setting programs many years ago had sold over $600 million at that time when I was with him. And so John Maxwell talks about that's what changed his life. That's what changed his world. It was Paul Meyer that was the key. And I remember having, it's been a couple years ago, but I was having dinner with John Maxwell. And I mentioned to him, I go, look, there was a mentor of mine for years that had great things to say about you. And when I mentioned Paul J. Meyer's name, his eyes lit up. He stopped eating. He told everybody at the table, he's like, let me tell you, I still have the program to this day. And he said, recently, I even took that program with me on stage at an event and talked about how it completely changed my life. And so that's who Paul J. Meyer was. He looked at people not as how they were, but how they could be with their God-given potential. And he believed, look, we're growing or declining. Maintaining is a myth. And so he believed in helping people reach that next version, that next better version of ourselves and living the life that we were created to live. And every year, so here's what happened. I was a part of one of his organizations. I was one of his top leaders. And so every summer, we would go to a retreat center in Salado, Texas. Paul believed in, look, you make the strong stronger. So he invested in his leaders, which is a great lesson for all of us. And it was about 30 or 40 of us, and we would go to this retreat center, and he would bring in some of the best in the entire world to mentor us, coach us, teach us, train us. And one of those people was Ken Blanchard. Now, I was a part of a Tony Robbins event recently, and Tony Robbins mentioned Ken Blanchard multiple times. You know, the one-minute manager, he's written, you know, so many great books, and he's a top leadership expert. And he shared with us this, that Ken Blanchard, okay, the Ken Blanchard, went to Paul Meyer and asked him, he's like, look, I don't get it. Why are we producing so much great content? Why is there so much content available, so much knowledge that's just easy to get now, but yet more people are struggling than ever before? And that's when Paul Meyer shared with him, listen, you're missing, or they're missing, the magic ingredient. And the magic ingredient, when I first tell it to you, you may go, oh, I don't need to listen anymore to this podcast. I know what it is, and that's going to be pretty simple. But I want you to hang with me, because not only am I going to teach you or tell you what the magic ingredient is, I'm going to tell you how I've used that and some other things that I've added to that that have helped me tremendously. And so when he talked about the magic ingredient, it is spaced repetition. Spaced repetition. How many of you, let me put this in perspective. How many of you have ever done any type of martial arts or ever taken a self-defense class? Well, I've done something pretty much my whole life. I know enough to get beat up, so don't challenge me when you meet me in person. And I could show you how to protect yourself, put up your guards, you know, pivot out of the way, whatever it may be. And let's say that you've never done anything like that before in your life, but yet you look like a pro, right? You get up there and you look like a pro. In 1 hour, you look like you've been doing it your entire life. But yet you go out to dinner tonight and you're walking out and it's kind of dark and you're walking out to your car and there's some lights that are out, so you can't really see. But then somebody jumps out from behind a car and they go to knock you out and then want to rob you. And when they swing to knock you out, instead of doing the very basic things that I taught you, you scream and you throw your hand straight up in the air and you do the opposite of what we practiced. Why is that? And if we were in person, I would get you to answer me. And I've done this in front of big groups before, and people will start to yell out things like muscle memory and muscle reflex. And I have a friend of mine that fought in the UFC, and he's like, Darren, it's so true. You have to rep something, rep moves at least 10,000 times before they become muscle memory. It was like Bruce Lee used to say, hey, look, you know, when I get into a real life situation, it's almost like I would step outside of my body and I would watch my body go to work because it knew what to do. Because in those situations, you don't have really time to think about exactly what to do. So you have to rep your mind like you rep your muscles in the gym. Let me repeat that again. You have to rep your mind like you rep your muscles in the gym. Over 52% of what we retain is after the fifth time that we hear it, we see it, or we read it. The fifth time. If we listen to something just one time, if we read something just one time, we're not going to get that much out of it. Okay, let me give you some numbers. After 1 hour, people retain less than half of the information presented. After 1 day, people forget more than 70% of what they were reading or listening to. After 6 days, people forget 75% of the information, however they're consuming it. That's why Paul told me, he's like, Darren, I would rather you read the same book once a month for the next 4 to 6 months than read 4 to 6 different books, because you're going to get so much more out of it. When we would go through one of his programs, whether it was a leadership or a goal setting program, there would be a lesson, and whether it was 15 or 20 minutes as far as an audio program, then there would be the pages that we had to read. He would tell us, hey, listen, I want you to read and go through the audio every single day for the next 6 days before you ever go to lesson 2. And it was pretty crazy. I mean, how many times have you ever read something and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? You know, did somebody grab this book and add some pages to the book? You're listening to another podcast or an audio and you go, wow, I've never heard that before. Did somebody re-record that? No, it's not that the information changes. We change. So as you're continually listening to it, you're going to retain more and more and more, which is going to allow you to implement and start making a difference in your life. All right, now that I share with you the magic ingredient, something very simple, but yet so effective, right? Because it's not, knowledge is not power, it's potential power. And when we just consume things over and over and over again, but yet we're forgetting it, and we're not implementing it, it really doesn't make a difference in our life. Knowledge plus action equals power, but we have to retain it. And the way that our brain works, it takes that spaced repetition to really internalize it so we can go out there and start putting it into action to start seeing some of those results. Now, what I want to do is I want to share with you some of the things that I do that have basically supercharged my learning using spaced repetition and a couple other things. So I'm going to share with you 7 quick tips that if you want to take and supercharge your learning, you want to stop just consuming content, you want to start getting results from the content you're consuming, right? Then you want to make sure that you take notes, you want to write these 7 things down, you want to watch or listen to this podcast multiple times over a period of time, you want to take notes, and you want to continue to go back through them. So number one, learn from total immersion. Any of you that have ever been to a Tony Robbins event or you follow Tony Robbins, you know he talks about immersion is king. You got to put yourself in a success environment. There's so much noise that goes on in the world today. I mean, you don't have to seek out the negative. The negative seeks us out. You have to learn to block the negative and fuel the positive. So when I set my mind on something and I know that I need to learn new skills and new information and new knowledge so I can implement that, then what I do is I go into total immersion. I am reading, you know, constantly. I am listening to audio, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a YouTube video, whether it's a course, whether it's a mastermind event. So I am just totally going into immersion in every single area that I possibly can, setting myself up in a success environment that is going to block the negative, fuel the positive, and it displaces the negative. You know, you can't just say, don't think of a pink elephant. You think of a pink elephant. You have to displace the negative with the positive. And the other part of total immersion is you model someone that has done what you want to do. John Maxwell talks about, we can't talk about what we don't do no more than we can come back from somewhere we've never been. And a leader will tell but never teach until they practice what they preach. So the people that you're following, have they done what you want to do? And you don't want to just seek out good people. No, you want to seek out great people. If you seek out good, you're going to get good. I want to seek out great people, right? The best of the best. And I want to model what they do. I heard a long time ago, hey, it's okay to be a copycat as long as you copy the right cat. So make sure you're copying the right cat. I used to get in trouble when I was in school for copying. Now I get paid to copy, right? Because you're, you know, the people that are successful, that have what you want, they're happy to share that with you because they were exactly where you were at some point. Number two, I buy the audio and the book version because me, I have a very hard time staying focused. You may have heard me joke about it 50,000 times before. I joke and go, hey, look, I got ADD. I've got ADHD. I've got ADT. I got them all, right? Just joking. ADT is security. I don't even have them. But, you know, the point is I have a hard time staying focused. So what I like to do is buy the audio version and the book version. I like to listen at 1.5, 2, or 3 times the speed, depending on who's talking and how fast they talk, because it keeps my attention a little bit better. So when I'm listening to the audio version, I can follow along in the book and I'm engaging more of my senses and I'm retaining so much more. And then again, I'm continually doing that over and over and over again. So that was number two. Number three, I take notes. So not only am I listening, am I reading, I'm setting myself up in a success environment, but I'm taking notes. And I continue to go back and not only review the book and the audio portion, but I review my notes. And there are notes now that I still go over from 15, 20 years ago. And I'll go, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I hadn't used that or thought about that recently, or I forgot that part. And there's little aha moments. And if I hadn't written them down and taken notes, do not trust your fortune to your memory. Make sure that you are writing it down. You're taking notes as if you're going to have to teach it. And I'll talk about that in just a second. Number four, spaced repetition. I listen to it over and over and over and over again to the point where I know what they're going to say before they even say it. If I'm listening to an audio program or a YouTube video or a podcast. And once again, I know I'm being repetitive, but now you know why, right? We continue. Sometimes it's not learning new information. It's being reminded over and over and over again of the information that we already know, but we're not implementing. And it's not that the information changes. We're changing as long as we're doing something in between. So all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, that aha moment. And it's that one little number that you needed to the combination to unlock the vault. Okay, number five, once I am really set on maybe a certain, you know, subject, maybe it's a certain skill, whatever I need to take my life or my business to the next level, then what I do is I search out other books, podcasts, YouTube videos, courses, or mentors to learn from, because sometimes it's hearing the same information from a different perspective or a different person, and you have that aha moment, and it all just kind of comes together. Okay, number six, I ask myself empowering questions, and that's important because your brain is like Google. If you ask it bad questions, you're going to get bad answers. If you ask empowering questions, you're going to get empowering answers. So ask yourself, hey, look, what can I learn from this content? What can I implement? How can I use this to grow? You know, what do I need to eliminate? What do I need to add? When you ask yourself empowering questions, it's amazing. Your subconscious mind goes to work. Let me give you a quick little example. Many years ago, I used to say, I can't afford this, or I can't afford that. And your brain wants to be right. When you say that, your brain goes, okay, hold on just a minute. and it will go into the subconscious folders, and it will throw into your conscious mind, here are all the reasons that you can't afford it. You're right. Instead, ask yourself, how can I afford it? And it goes to work. It goes into your subconscious mind. It starts to get creative, and it starts giving you solutions to the challenge that you're trying to solve. So what are the questions that you can ask yourself when you're going through the content, you know, that can help you get to that next level, that can help you grow? I'm telling you, this will make a big difference as you're consuming content. Number seven, teach it to others. Who learns more, the student or the teacher? Intention matters. When you're consuming content and you're consuming it with the intention of having to teach it to other people, you're going to be able to retain so much more. So yeah, I know we've heard it before, but the key is it's not how many times we've heard it. Are we actually doing the things that we're hearing? So number seven, teach it to others. Learn with the intent of teaching it to others. And when you teach it, you've learned it twice. Now that I've shared with you seven of my top tips on how to get the most out of the content you're consuming, how to learn more, how to retain more, how to not only internalize that, but be able to use it to implement and execute and scale your business and scale your life. You know, I wanted to do that in the beginning of this podcast, this new podcast we just launched, because I knew that not only would it help you with what we're going to deliver to you, like what I'm going to deliver to you, and when I say we, it's because I've already got interviews, over two dozen interviews of six and seven figure earners in the network marketing profession. I've got best-selling authors. I've got some of the top leadership gurus in the entire world that are all going to be coming on this podcast to deliver great value to help you grow to that next level. Because we know, look, the same thinking, the same behaviors that got us to where we are, it's not the same thoughts and behaviors that are going to get us to the next level. So to get something different, we have to do something different. And this episode is one that I believe will help you in every aspect of your entire life, like we talked about. But it's important not only just to learn the information, but to implement the information. If your team is not growing as fast as you would like it to, there are five common mistakes that I see that leaders make that sabotage their team growth. And if you want to know what these five mistakes are and how to avoid them so your team can grow much faster, then make sure to check out the free resource that I've created at rankupandlead.com. And not only will I put that on the screen if you're watching this on YouTube, but I will also make sure to put that in the show notes if you're listening to the audio version. Thanks again for checking out this episode. I hope you got a ton of value. If you have not already, make sure you hit that subscribe button. We don't want you to miss any of the amazing shows that we have coming up. And also make sure to tag me when it comes to social. Probably the easiest way to do that is grab the direct link. So not only can you share it with friends, but you can tag me in your stories, you can screenshot it, and it would also mean the world to me if you could give me a positive review on Apple. My goal is for all of us to make a massive impact in the lives of many people as we possibly can, and if it's not for you, I wouldn't be able to do that, so thank you in advance. I appreciate you joining. Again, make it an amazing day, and we'll see you next time.